Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor GWT Reporter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, and the surrounding areas. And we're so glad to be with you, you and you today. So glad to hear from you. I'm going to hear from somebody here today. I know I am. But we're so glad to hear from you today. Glad to have your presence with us once more. And again, we send much prayers to you and to yours that God will have his perfect will be doing in your life today, and that all of your dreams will come true. We just gonna agree with God for you, me and you and him. That's three of us. All three of us gonna agree together. Okay, all right, today. Amen. Now we have our prayer warrior back with us today. I know you're glad. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of kings and Lords of lords, and there is no other God but you. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. And we say thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord Father, a day that wasn't promised to us, Lord Father. You woke us up clothed in our right mind, Lord Father. We thank you, we glorify, and we magnify you, Lord, taking nothing and no one for granted, Lord. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we ask you, O God, for forgiveness, Lord. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us. Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord Father, Father, as we touch and agree, Lord Father, with those that ask for prayer for themselves or for their loved ones, Lord Father, we thanking you right now, Lord Father, for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you those that have lost loved ones, Lord Father. Father, we hold before you the Virgil family right now, Lord Father, on the loss of his wife, Lord Father. Father, we ask, Lord Father, for you to strengthen him, Lord Father, and look over, Lord Father, his daughters, Lord Father God. Father, give them peace and comfort, Lord, that they need within you, Lord Father, as they make it through this time, Lord Father. We continue, Lord Father, to pray, Lord Father, for Elder Boland and his family, Lord Father, and the loss of his father-in-law, Lord Father. Continue to give them the peace and comfort, Lord, in you, in the name of Jesus. We also pray for the Wheatley family, Lord Father, and their passing right now, Lord Father. Continue to strengthen them right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, we know, Lord Father, that you're not leaving them comfortless, Lord Father. We thank you for sending the Comforter to them in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Vianne, Lord Father, thanking you right now, O God, for bringing her through surgery, Lord. Father, we ask that you continue to touch her body right now, Lord Father, as we cover her under the blood. And Father, that she seek your face, Lord Father, like never before, Lord Father, knowing, Lord, that it was no one but you, Lord, that brought her through, Lord. Father, we thank you for being loving. We thank you for being merciful, Lord Father, and we thank you for your grace in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Mr. Mantonio right now, Lord Father. Father, touch right now, Lord Father, for he have kidney stones, Lord Father. Oh, Father, we know, Lord, that you're bigger than that right now, Lord Father, and we thanking you right now, Lord Father, for touching him in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Allison, Lord Father. Father, may she seek your face like never before, Lord Father. Find comfort and peace in you right now, Lord Father. Father, as we pray for peace of mind right now, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we continue to hold before you Nikki and her mom, Patricia, right now, Lord Father. Father, and Dwayne, oh God, that has COVID. Father, we thanking you right now, oh God, for touching their immune system right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father. Father, for them recovering from it and those that we have prayed for that have recovered from it, Lord Father, that there would be no side effects, Lord Father, no relapse, nothing right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you, Lord Father, for you said by your stripes we are healed. And we are thanking you right now, Lord Father, for your healing virtue flowing through and through them, Lord Father. Father, we continue also, Lord Father, I ask you to continue, Lord Father, keeping Nikki covered, Lord Father, giving her strength, giving her peace, Lord Father. Father, for all that she do, Lord Father, we thank you, we glorify you right now, Lord Father. We ask for favor, Lord Father, in her behalf right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for the praise report, Lord Father, for Lillian, Lord Father. Father, we ask that you continue to touch, Lord Father, and heal her body in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Phyllis, Lord Father, asking you right now, Lord Father, to touch her esophagus right now, Lord Father. Father, you have done stuff for her before, Lord Father, but knowing, Lord Father, that you are such loving, merciful, and a healing God, Lord Father, and we thank you for touching her right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Ruth Roman right now, Lord Father, asking you right now, Lord Father, to touch her, Lord Father, as she continue, Lord Father, to be on these medication, Lord Father, touch the insurance company, Lord Father. Father, that there be no problems right now, Lord Father. Touch her daughter also right now, Lord Father. Father, you know the situation that's going on with her daughter, Lord Father, and we thanking you right now for intervening on her behalf, Lord Father. Touch her health, Lord Father, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Miss Maddie, Lord Father, asking you also, Lord Father, to move on her behalf also, Lord Father. Touch the people, Lord Father, that is surrounding her paperwork, Lord Father. Father, we cancel the assignment of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you right now, Lord Father, for just moving in Jesus' name, Lord Father. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Thomas Felton right now, Lord Father, that has cancer, Lord Father. Father, knowing, Lord Father, that you're bigger than cancer, you're a healer, Lord Father. Father, we thanking you right now for your will being done in the name of Jesus, Lord. Continue, Lord Father, to touch his wife and his family right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you, O God, for what you have done for Barbara right now, Lord Father. Father, that is in remission, Lord Father, knowing, Lord Father, that nothing is too hard for you. We thank you for hearing prayers. As you continue to hear prayers, Lord Father, we thank you for answering prayers in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Shirley right now, Lord Father, asking you right now, Lord Father, to touch her mind right now, Lord Father, and touch her body in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, we hold before you Patrice, Lord Father, asking you right now, Lord Father, to continue to strengthen her, Lord Father, as you continue, Lord, as she continue to trust in you, Lord. Father, we thank you for moving on her behalf in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we thank you. We glorify and magnify you. Father, we ask that you continue to touch Elizabeth right now, Lord, Father. Father, we ask that you continue, Lord, Father, to touch her body in the name of Jesus. We thank you for strength, Lord, Father. In Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Denisha, Lord Father, asking you, Lord Father, to touch her body as well. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, and Father, that she seek your face like never before. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I ask you to touch our listeners, Lord Father. Father, those that are near, those that are far, those that are listening on a continual basis, Lord Father, you know what they're in need of, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord, for covering them under the blood right now, and they're going out and they're coming in, Lord Father. We thank you for shielding and protecting them from hurt, harm, and danger, Father, as they're out in the sinful world, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for every bill being paid in full and every debt being canceled, Lord. We thank you for the healing of their bodies. We thank you, Lord Father, for promotion, Lord Father, and their jobs with increase of pay right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, we thanking you right now, Lord Father, for favor right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, we thank you how you continue, Lord Father, to touch, Lord Father, those that have been listening, Lord Father. We thank you for using this broadcast, Father, to touch many nations, Lord Father. But Father, not just the nation, Lord Father, but the people in the nation, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for those, Lord Father, that have given their lives to you, Lord Father, listening to the broadcast. We thank you, Lord Father, for those, Lord Father, that have been healed, Lord Father, that has a change of mindset, Lord. Father, we thank you. We glorify and magnify you, Lord Father, knowing, Lord Father, that you are our Creator. Oh, Father, we thank you. We glorify and magnify you. Now, Father, I ask you, Lord, Father, to decrease the speaker of the hour, Pastor Sharon, yes. Lord. Father, as you increase in her, Lord, Father, and we cover her under the blood from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, as we build that hedge of protection round about her, Lord, Father. Father, we cancel every assignment, Lord, Father, that was sent towards this broadcast or anyone listening or speaking on this broadcast, and we render it null and void in the name of Jesus. For this broadcast is covered under the blood. The people on the broadcast is covered under the blood right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I ask that you decrease my apostle and bishop, Lord Father, as they too, Lord Father, follow up with the word, Lord Father, and you increase in them, Lord Father, covering them under the blood, filling that hedge of protection round about them, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for giving your people the ears to hear, Lord Father God, and the heart to receive the word as it come forth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, and amen again. We pray today that you got your prayer requests in, and we trust that God heard your name. But if he didn't, and you didn't give us the name, well, you know, 347-888. give us a call, will you? And we will put your name on the prayer list and pray for you continually until we know that God has moved in your behalf. And we thank you for it today. Don't forget, 347-857-3925. And we're listening for your phone call now. We're listening for it. You know, we want to get you in. We don't want to leave you out. How about that? Okay? All right. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you for being there today now. Thank you. Here's a word right here now. He who would be great must be fervent in his prayers, fearless in his principles, firm in his purpose, and faithful in his promises. He who would be great must be fervent in his prayers, fearless in his principles, firm in his purpose, and faithful in his promise. Remember that now. Praise God. Remember that. Pardon me. We thank God for being with you again today. Bless God. And we thank God for you. Because if it wasn't for you, it would be no me. If it wasn't for me, it would be no you. Amen. Praise God. And tell your friend, tell your neighbor to tune in. We have a wonderful woman of God that will be speaking to us today. And we thank God for her. We thank God for how God has moved and blessed her immensely. And we thank God for her guiding her family, her children, into the ways of God. We just want to thank God for her. Praise the Lord. And we thank God for Sister Diane being with us today. And we thank God for Bishop Porter. Praise God. We thank God for him. And, of course, we thank God for you. Yes, we thank God for your friends. Yeah, I know you're going to tell them. You're going to tell them right now. Call. Amen. Praise God. Because the word is going to be rich. I'm not just going to say going to be, but the word is rich. Yeah. I like to use the word is. I want you to know that it's going on now. You know why I want you to know that it's going on right now? Because God is right now God. Remember now, he say, now faith. Now faith is. Notice what that little word is in there. Mm-hmm. Now faith is. Everything is. He is doing it now. Let's back, turn it back with is now. Now is. You see what God is doing? He's a right now God. Do you get that today? I want you to grab hold of that. See, we always have him. God ain't coming in for about 5 years or so. We say he's going to come. He's going to do it. Let's do the now is and is now. The right now God. God is doing it. You know why he's doing it? Because you're alive. And you're listening. Do you get it? You're listening when? Now. So if you're listening now, then God is. He's already working it out. It's already yours. You know, many times he says, healing is the children's bread. He didn't say gonna be. He said, healing is the children's bread. Do the children want the bread? Do the children want to be healed? Do you want to be healed? I know you say you want to be healed, but now you've got to come into the now. of what God is doing at this hour.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He said he will supply all your needs. Now, when he said that, he didn't say, I'll do it sometime in the future. Maybe I will. Maybe I won't. He just said he will. But can you have faith? Because think about it again. He said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Didn't that what he said? It is now. We're not looking for future faith. We're looking for the now faith.
Right now.
All the now faith people who are believing God to move now. And you know what? You can be healed right now. I can be healed right now. They can be healed right now. Whoever can be healed right now. But we use so much negative stuff and hear so much negative things coming from people, and we so busy want to take pills and everything that's flying around.
Come on now.
But we don't want to eat what we're supposed to and what we're not supposed to eat.
Come on now.
We don't want to do that, do we? My. I know y'all may be used to somebody preaching and hollering. But I want you to understand what the word says and what it means, what he's talking about. Why we miss it so many times. I've missed it for years. God is just teaching me now. He's turning things around in my life and letting me see stuff I didn't see before. See? Because I am serving a right now God. I believe he is the God that healeth thee. He is the one that healeth me. He's the one that healeth you. He's the one that healeth all those who desire for the healing to come upon them. And listen, why not allow God to be now in your life? You see what I mean? Now in your life. That's what I want him to be. Now in your life. Anything. You see, God can do anything but fail. Isn't that what he said? Huh? He said nothing is too hard for him. If nothing is too hard for God, whatever your problem is, whatever you're going through, however bad you feel, listen, you can talk to him right now. Pain, right now, cease and desist. Huh? You can talk to him. Because he's a right now God. Do you get the picture? If he's right now, he's right now for you too. You serve him, don't you? You love God. Huh? If you love God, you serve God, then he's right there now. He don't have you going through the wilderness period. You probably done been through a lot of wildernesses already. Since you've been through these wildernesses before, now think about it. You're on the other side now. Hmm? You're in the right now. You're in the land that flows with milk and honey. Of plenty. Of good. Ooh, my God. Every time I think about it, you know I want to move a little here. Hey, yeah, make you want to shout, don't it? Hmm? When you think about it. He said, those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Hmm? You've been waiting a long time, haven't you? Long time. You want to hear no more gonna do? God is about to or gonna? Hmm? Let's do some ears now. Let's be in the now time. Huh? We're not going in the past and we're not going in the future. We're going right now. Huh? Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Do you see what he said? Your faith to be exercised right now.
You are to agree with me right now. Agree with somebody who you know that have faith in God and trust God. You get with them and the two of you agree. That's your now faith, isn't it? That's your right now, right? Come on, think about it. Grab a hold of it. That's what I want you to do. Grab a hold of it. And all for the past 25 to 30 years or more, give or take, all I want people to do is grab hold of the faith, the now faith. Now faith is now. It is now. I'm healed now. I'm delivered now. See, we have those two words in that Hebrew. Now faith is. Now and is. We bring in it present. Okay? I know there's things God going to do in the future, and you do have a future with God, one way or another. You have a future with him. But today, this is your now time. Now it is. Now you made whole. Now you have provision. Now you're delivered. See, it's already done.
Yeah.
Because when he told you that, I am the God that healeth thee. When he said that, you didn't exist to know these problems exist. You had them, but you didn't know they were problems. But now you know. Tell yourself, tell your friend, tell whoever around there by you. Say, now I know. See, now I know. Okay? Lord have mercy. Jesus. So, we want you today to put on that faith right now. That now faith. Put it on right now. Have it right within your grasp now for whatever you need him to do. You want to see your children saved? I know you want to see all your children saved and doing something for the Lord. It's what you want to see. Well, you can see it. Look. Ask God to give you the eyes to see, just like he did Elijah's servant. He told God to open his eyes so he can see. See what? See who here? So you can do the same. Faith is still moving. It hadn't died. Now, I don't know, did you let yours die? I pray that you didn't. But reach out and touch him right now. For what you need. I know many people are crying at this hour because their mother gone. But now remember when mama died. Mama's in a better place. That's what you said. Yeah. Now if mama in a better place, mama don't need you to be sad at this hour, but this is the time to thank God for mama, for me having the mama that I had.
Yep.
See? Regardless of whether we appreciate everything, every child unlike everything their mama do.
Nope.
Half of the time they are little and alive, they mad with mama. Because mama won't let them have their way. Come on now, you know you've been mad. You be mad, your mouth poked out, and she tell you, pick that lip up. You know she tell you that. Pick that lip up. because you know you had your mouth all poked out and everything, and you were mad about something. It don't have to be important, whatever you was mad about, but you were just mad. Every child been mad with their mama. Because mamas make you mad when they tell you no. Well, I ain't going to get it. And she tried to tell you I ain't got no money to get it, but she don't want to say that. But you take it the wrong way. See? But still, it's what? That's your mama.
Yeah.
Yeah. See? That's it on the former broadcast. It's still your mother. They brought you here. And the Lord say, honor them. Now, if you want some of that now faith, ears, you want the ears faith? Okay, honor your mother. Honor your father. Hmm? Honor them. See, forget what you mad about. Forget. And in the first place, how they hurt you? What they hurt you? They disbanded you or something? Maybe they had to. Is that what hurt you? Yeah, it hurts. But you should get over it by now. You probably done got old and gray, and you still mad.
Come on, for what?
Hmm? And what you mad for? They gone, and you still mad.
Huh?
You left with some leftovers. That was your leftover, you see. And what is it? Diane said, leftover emotions. You still got them. Now it's time for you to get rid of them. Now, N-O-W. See, everything is in the now because you're still carrying it around. We can't call it past because she gone. And you still carrying that same old pain. Same old emotion. Hmm? Don't carry it. Hey, just think about it. All of those was growing pain. Hmm? We all had to go through some kind of pain in our lives. And I know somebody say, I had a good life. Mom ain't never had to spank me. You know why she ain't never had to spank you? She ain't believe in spanking. Let you grow yourself. So you came out the way you was going to be because she ain't never chastised you. Nobody never chastised. If ain't nobody never chastised you, you don't know what pain is, then do it. Real talk.
Oh, Jesus.
Huh? And that's real talk. Mom ain't never pull you up. Oh, you boy, girl, if you don't, I am going to, and say some words. We can't say that today.
I didn't know it was
going
to hurt me more than it hurt you.
And yeah, you know how she, that's everything mama tell you.
Right.
Think about it now. Daddy don't say nothing, but mama say that. This going to hurt me more than it going to hurt you. Well, why don't you take it, mama? Because I don't want to pay. If we said that, we would be dead. We said that to our mother. Our mother would have shown up, put something on us. We'd have met God before we got ready. You know that's true. But everybody's saying, well, I was a good girl. I said, boy, if I could talk to your mother or your neighbor, somebody. No, you wasn't.
Oh, Jesus.
I used to think I was good. But when I start thinking about it, I say, I wasn't good.
That was real good. Mama had a different
thing. I thought I was good.
Yep.
See, that was my thinking.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying? But when you go over your life, you find out a lot of little devilish things you did.
Come on now. Come on.
And you thought you was good.
Come on now.
See, I got you all that time, didn't I? Are you still in the now?
Still in the now.
Are you still in the now?
Stay in the now. Stay in the now. But let me tell you, God is still good to us. He knew we were going to be like that. He built in us these type of things. That's part of our humanistic lives. That's part of it. Two little devilish things. That's why we got a devil. Always plaguing us. Huh? Everybody got a devil plaguing us. Everybody got these two, good and evil. They got both these things going on. You say, I ain't got no evil because I'm good. Okay. That's why you lie. See? I'm talking about, I just thought I'd throw that at you. Praise
yes,
God.
Lord.
But God is still good. Huh? He is good. But if you don't want to know the truth, then you like to live in the past. You don't want to know the truth. You want to be what you always been. You don't want no change. Okay? Now, I'm a hush. I ain't preaching. Oh, is it time yet? Yeah, okay, praise God. I was just feeling a little good there right that moment. The fact is this. Now is your time. Huh? Now is your time. And when we say God is gonna do, your time ain't is now. Huh? You'll get it somewhere in the past. I mean in the future. I'm sorry, thank you, Dan. You get it somewhere in the future. You see? Okay, it's time for me to go. See, Dan had to help me out there. It's time for me to go. Praise God. We thank God for it right now. Because we're going to get a right now word.
Right now.
Everybody ought to say, right now. Give it to me, God. Right now.
Right now.
Now that mean is he may have to give you a chastisement. Hey, are you ready for that?
Okay, ma'am.
Well, I hope so. Praise God. All right, ladies and gentlemen. To all those of you that decided that you were going to listen today. Right now, I bring to you none other than our own. She's a part of you too. Our own Sharon Bonds, pastor extraordinaire.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Thank God. For Apostle Porter this morning and Bishop Porter, Sister Diane, each and every one of you, thanking God for another day, another opportunity that he has woke us up this morning. And when he woke us up this morning, he woke us up in our right mind, used up our limbs, we were able to move around, and we were able to, when we look outside, we saw that it was a very gorgeous, beautiful day. And the sun is shining. It's the greenery all around you. Well, it all depends on where you live. But we're looking at green trees and birds and everything happening on the outside. It lets you know that what? Everything continues to move. And God called your name this morning, and you're among the land of the living. And we just thank God this day for all things today. And we heard Apostle Paul talking about honoring your mother and father when it's time for Father's Day, but you know, honor them, not wait till Father's Day to honor, but you honor them each and every day. Then so when those special times come, it's just a little cherry on top of the ice cream, because what you've been walking and honoring who they are, that who God called them to be in your life. And we found out that a lot of times, like the woman of God was saying, you did not like everything your mama and daddy say to you. But you know what? You honor who they were, who they are, because of the position God placed them in your life. So you can respect them, but that doesn't mean you liked it everything and you was yes, yes, yes all the time. So that is true. But you learn how to keep your what? Hold, keep your mouth. Don't be so sassy. Don't be so quick. If you have something to say, you better mumble it. And some people can't mumble like quiet. They be mumbling, and you hear every word they're saying out their mouth. But today we give God thanks. We give God the glory, the honor, the praise that that's doing to his holy name. Because truly, Sunday's Mother's Day, and we're going to be celebrating the ones, the mom is still here, and even celebrate that God allowed you to be here on this earth through your parents that is no longer here. So we still got to, what, honor them, honor who they were, who they are, and who they is even right now. We still give honor to them. And look at the good. Pull out the good things that you have, you can take to go forward as a stepping stone. We know we get chastised. We know we heard some no. We know we got punishment. But you like the woman of God said, that's a part of growing up or growing pain. So we just thank God today. And when went out to this morning, I just asked the God, was just asking God what to talk about. And you know, sometimes you reach places where you just say, you know what, God? Only you know. Thou, you know. Sometimes you just say, you know what, God? It's you. You know it. And when I was reading Ezekiel chapter 37, and I won't be much too long with you. It's going to be a quick, nice little one. Ezekiel 37, and it reads, the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them around about, and behold, they were very many in the open valley. And lo, they were very dry. And caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, they were very many in the open valley. And lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. And isn't that amazing? O Lord, thou God, thou knowest. And I found out today, a lot of times we say, you know, only you know God. You know God. Why do we say that? Because he knows the beginning and he knows our end. He knows our future, and he knows the past. So when you don't know what else to say, only you know God. Thou knowest God. When someone says, what is that for? Only God knows what they're doing. Why? Because you don't have an answer. If God don't move, it just won't happen. If God don't intervene, we just don't know. If God don't move now, we don't know. So, God, thou knowest. And again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Hear, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Hear it. Thus said the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And when we talk of, look at dry bones, right? And I was, the illustration is, you know, on Thanksgiving Day, the turkey, you know, the big old drumsticks. And when you cook the turkey, it's all flesh on them. And when you finish devouring, you're looking at some bones, right? And if you leave that bone on the table, the bones look dry, right? So we know things that are dry It has no moisture. It has no life. If nothing can be done to something that is dry, but only nothing can be done to things that are dry. But when the question was asked, only thou knowest why. Because God is the creator of life. God can make anything change. And he said, prophesy to the dryness, prophesy to the dry places, prophesy to the place that needs some moisture, prophesy to the place in your life that life needs to come forth in. So, son of man, do what? Prophesy. People of God, prophesy to the dry places in your life. Speak to the place that needs life to come forth. Speak to that place where moisture can come forth, where life can begin all over again. Speak to that mind that needs to be activated, that mind that is in a dormant place, that mind that is asleep, that needs to be awakened. So to what? Wake it to what God has created you to be. Because we know wisdom, knowledge, and understanding comes from God. And when those three are in operation, there is no dry place. So you got to prophesy to yourself and say, mind, line up to the word of the Lord. Mind, awaken, activate whatever word you want to use. Because the gift in you, the potential in you, needs to come forth. It needs to arise. It needs to be awakened in you. So the dry places will not be there any longer. Now, we're talking about in a vision, right? And he talked about the midst of the valley of dryness. Dryness, no life, no growth, no potential, dryness, deadness. It's like you're in a field and all you see is dry leaves. Where is the life? There is no life in dryness. But when he says, son of man, prophesy, you got to open your mouth. You got to speak and declare and decree that thing all around you. You feel like you're in a dry place? Speak. Speak. Release the word out of your mouth. You're the one of the creator of what you say. You may keep having it in your mind, talking to yourself, you feel. But you're creating dryness around you. You're creating dryness where there's no growth because of your what? Your thought. Your negative thought causes dryness. When the word of God tells us, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So he told him, you got to speak. You got to do something. And when verse 5 again says, thus said the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live. And ye shall know that I am the Lord. I'm telling you, when you start speaking, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do these things. I'm going to what? Add this. I'm going to put more the breath of life in you. I'm going to refresh you. I'm going to restore you. I'm going to build you up. And you will know that I am the Lord. When I finish doing what I need to do, you will know who I am that I am. You will know that I am your healer. I am your deliverer. I'm the one that can change things around. So we said, God, thou knowest. Thou knowest. So he said what? So I prophesied as I was commanded. See, as I was told to do, what I was instructed to do, I started to do what? So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise. And behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. When I opened my mouth, and I prophesied and declared and decreed what I was commanded to say, something started happening. Something started happening in the spiritual realm when I started opening my mouth and speaking the word. And then it manifested in the natural. Things start happening. Things start shifting. Things start coming together. The word started to come forth and create, just like when God speaking in the book of Genesis, let there be, and it came forth. So he letting you know, son of man, speak the word that I've given you to declare and decree. Don't you know life and death is in the power of your tongue? Don't you know I give you dominion and authority over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall harm you? I told you what you bound in heaven is bound on earth, what you bind, what you loose. And did I tell you we're coming into agreement in the power of the truth? And we come into agreement, and when we come into agreement, things start manifesting. I told you, I gave you the power, the authority, that the greater man on the inside, where the kingdom of God can be manifested, because you are the temple of the Lord Jesus Christ. So you're manifesting my word. And you're speaking what I tell you to speak. And when you speak what I tell you to speak, and things start coming together, you will know that I am God. And when it says this again, verse 8, and when I beheld, lo, the sinew and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, and there was no breath in them. So we see things start coming together. I'm reminded of Lazarus. I'm reminded of Lazarus. Where Lazarus was, he was. He was dead. And the word of the Lord, when Jesus called him by his name, even though he was dead, even though his body and his flesh, everything had disappeared, only thing remained was the bone. What happened? When the word reached him, the word reached them both, the word of life, and he called for Lazarus. What happened? The word came forth, reached Lazarus, manifest itself, and created, and he came forth in his grave clothes. He came forth, and what? God spoke the word. He spoke the word. Jesus called forth Lazarus. The power of the word. The power of agreement. The power of manifestation. It came forth. And he was right there. How can that be? He is God. When he said, open your mouth and speak, you open your mouth and speak. He said, prophesy, prophesy, say, speak these things. and they came forth. And then what happened? He said unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, and they that they may live. So breathe on them so they can live. So he did what? He did what was commanded of him. He did what was commanded, and the bread came unto them, and they lived and stood up upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. He spoke the word. He spoke the word. And what happened? They came forth. So today, y'all, you got the authority. You got the power to create. Because just like when God told Adam, right, he observed, and Adam had the dominion and the authority to name the animals. What did Adam do? He paid attention. He looked around, observed, and then he started to declare and decree the name of the animal. And it was so. The same thing he told Adam, I made you in my image and in my likeness. We are also made in the image and the likeness of Jesus Christ. So he gave us the same thing to call those things into existence, to speak those things, and it shall be. Now, if you want to speak the opposite, go right ahead. You create chaos in your life. But today we're talking about calling for life in you. Calling forth blessing in you. Calling forth those things that God has promised you. Remember now, he told him to prophesy as I commanded you to say. I didn't tell you to say this. I told you to say that. So we have to have our ears to hear. Speak the word. Don't have that underlining of other things in there. But go to God and ask God to help you to speak words of life. Words of life. That you may think and meditate on words of life. Can these bones, dry bones, live? Can anything dry live? If a flower is all dried up, can it come forth? Can it come back alive? In our mind, we'll say no. But in the mind of God, he said yes. He said yes, it can happen. It can happen. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. And when we look at the word prophesy, it says to foretell or predict, to indicate beforehand, to declare or foretell as by divine inspiration. You hear who? By divine what? Inspiration. God tell you to repeat this, you repeat what God tell you to say. Is it to inspire the declaration of what is to come? To what? Declaration of what is to come. To speak as a mediator between God and humankind or in God's stead. So when the word is being released and it said prophesy, and God released that word, grab a hold of the word, that you may live. See, people think people have to be dying, like someone dying, but we say to live. You could be alive and dead. So life needs to come forth in you. Your who God created you to be needs to come forth and be activated to come alive, to walk in your full potential. That's walking in what God called you to be, manifesting everything he told you to do. So predict, prophesy, speak, call those things as though. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. What is the substance you hope for? And you need the evidence to be manifested. You got to speak. You got to move. Now, it's just like long time ago, we learned something in ministry. God promised you a car. And you keep saying, I thank God for my car. And you jumping, shouting, knocking over everything in the church. God promised me my car. God spoke the word. But you keep just praising him, and you're not even doing the next part that needs to be done. You didn't even look at what kind of car you want, what color. You did not look at nothing. But the word was released. So it lets you know action has to come forth with the word. You got to do something. It's not going to fall from the sky. You got to go. God tell you to go here, you go there. You got to do something. So know that. Prophesy. You speak the word. You walk to what the word says, what God says. That's what you do. When you read Acts 17, verse 25, it says, neither is worship with man's hand as though he needed anything seen. He gave it to all life and breath and all things. It let you know that, listen, God is the one. He gave it life to everyone. He gave breath to everything. He gave breath to the animals. He is the giver of life. Jesus is. So they say what? Neither is worship with man's hand as though he needed anything. See, he gives it to all life and breath and all things. And then Psalm 104:30 says, thou sendest forth thy spirit. They are created and thou renewest the face of the earth. Everything belongs to the Lord. It is his. He created it. He created it. It belongs to him. So today, remember, you got to do something. You can't just sit in there like they said, you got to do something. You got to get up. Make a change. You got to change your mindset. You got to do something different. Speak the word of life around you. Declare and decree the word of God, knowing that life and death is in whose mouth? Your mouth. Stop saying, they speak this over my life. I bet you the one speak more over your life than anyone else. You speak doubt. You speak everything else but life. Remember now, can these dry bones live? Only thou knowest. Then if I give you the instruction what to do, I'm giving you the key to change your situation or to change and make a U-turn into something much more better. Remember growing up, a lot of people say, my auntie speak negatives over me, my daddy, my this, my that. But you know what? They spoke what they thought they were doing good. But what about what you doing now? Are you allowing those words to follow you? Or are you coming to face with the word where you can say, I'm changing this. I'm speaking life over myself. I'm declaring and decreeing. I'm going to finish college. I'm going to go forward in God. I'm going to have my own business. I'm going to be better than what I see while I was growing up. We have gotten so many beautiful, awesome words. You know what? You can heal yourself by the word. You can be released from the bondage of your past if you choose to. Know today, thou knowest all things. Ask God, what can you do differently? And when he gives you the answer, make a conscious decision. You got to force yourself. Make your mind up. This is what I'm going to do different. So, son of man, you prophesy to yourself today. You declare over your life. You declare. You declare what will change in your life. You got to say until you see it. You remember that? We're going to say it until you see it. Remember, you got the power. Why? Because the greater man is within you. So allow the greater than to come forth. Allow that to be manifested in you. Remember, all things are passed away. Behold, all things are new. So you can say, I shall live and not die, and declare the work of the Lord in the land of the living. Why? Because he blow the breath of life into me. He blow the breath of life to strengthen me. You can speak that word all over yourself today. And what? He touched my mind, because wisdom belongs to me. Knowledge belongs to me. And understanding belongs to me. We need those things, y'all, in order to make it. Give me the understanding. Understanding when people are speaking, to understand what they're saying to me. So my mind will be what? Enlightened to the word of God. So remember, this weekend, honor your mom. Or honor the ones your mom is not there around. There's always people around being mommies. There's always people around showing love. Find someone to show love to this weekend. Let them know you appreciate them. And remember the young mothers too, y'all. You know, you got to let them know you're doing a good job. Little mamas, you're doing a good job. You know, you're doing a good job. Let them know they appreciate it too. And know today is not a time to be sad, but it's a time to what? Remember and honor who they were and who they are. Thank God for your mom if she's still alive. Thank God for her. Remember, Jesus loves you, and we do too. Bishop Porter.
Oh, praise the Lord. Man, praise the Lord. Thank God, amen, for that rhema word. Amen. And as you was, amen, talking right there at the end, man, the Spirit spoke to me and said, every man have to work out their own soul salvation with fear and trembling. Praise the Lord. Amen. Man, and we living in a time now. Praise God. We got to forget about those things that are behind and press toward that mark, that prize, a high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. Man, And as we look around, amen, in our society today, in the churches, we have so many dry bones in the church. Praise God. Amen. So when we, amen, hear, amen, the word of God, it behooves you and I, amen, to take heed, amen, of what we are hearing. Praise God, because the book don't change. God said he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And he have prophecies that are yet prophesying, praise God, and telling dying men and women and boys and girls with these dry bones that the wages of sin is still death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Praise the Lord. Man, in verse 3, and he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? God is speaking to the prophet. And I answer, O Lord God, thou knowest. God knows all things. Ain't you glad about that? Praise God that we serve an awesome God. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere all at the same time. And he searched the hearts of every man, woman, boy, and girl. Knows what's in the minds of our spirit. Praise the Lord. Man. And again he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones, and say unto them, O you dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Amen. Somebody need to hear today. Amen. And when you hear, take heed. Praise God. Don't only be a hearer, and this is what the word say, but be a what? A doer also. Am I right? Praise the Lord. Amen. So just don't be that one that's just being a hearer. Amen. Talking about that word is not for me. Amen. Every time the word of God go out, praise God, it's for somebody. Praise God. Amen. Amen. And listen to the word of God. Amen. You know what's inside of you. Amen. Every man, woman, boy, and girl, they know. Come on now. Amen. God give, amen, us common sense. Amen. He give us five senses. Amen. And we need to check out ourselves. Praise God. Amen. But ain't you glad that it's one baptism, but many refill it. Amen. And he said, what he do for one, he do for all. He have no respect of person. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to fast forward and go down to verse number 10. So I prophesy as he commanded me. And then the breath came upon them, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. God is yet doing it. Amen. And I'm glad, praise God, that the word of God said that he will raise up a generation that will obey his word. Praise God. If you don't want to serve in God, have somebody that he will going to put life in, that he is yet breathing, amen, life into them. Praise God. Bring them out of darkness into the marvelous light. Praise God. To serve the true and the living God. Oh, you may say this ain't for me, and I don't believe in Jesus and all that stuff, and I'm an atheist and that. Amen. But I thank God. Amen. I believe, amen, in God. I believe that God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son into the world. Amen. That whosoever believe, and I'm a whosoever, believe in him should not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. Oh, praise the Lord. Ain't you glad about that today? Praise God. And he yet with outstretched arms saying, whosoever will, let them come. And he said, if you come, he will in no wise cast you out. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, he prophesied it. Oh, man, as he commanded me. If we are living now, preachers across our nation from the east, west, north, and the south, if we ever needed to cry loud and spare not, amen, it's time now. Amen, we always saying about a right now word. Amen. But the book don't change. The wages of sin was death back then, and the wages of sin is still death. And as we back up and go over in chapter 3 and verse 25, watch this. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all your filthiness and from all your idols. Will I clean you? A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit, and I will put within you, and I will take away that stony heart. And this is what there's so many stony hearts in the church. Sound like an old billy goat. Stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. Y'all see that? See what he would do, amen? When you hearken, amen, hearken means listen. How do we listen? We hear with our ears, but we listen with our minds. Am I right about it? Praise the Lord. Verse 27 says, I will put my spirit within you. See what God said he want to do for you? And cause you to walk in my statutes, his laws, and you shall keep my judgment and do them. And you shall dwell in the land that I give to your father, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God. Look how we're in this nation, how much is going on. People don't want to keep the simple rules of they yet dry, praise God. But notice, amen, in chapter 37 of these dry bones, God had the man of God, praise God, took him out in the spirit to go down in the valley. The same God that's on the mountaintop, he's the same God in the valley. Oh, come on, y'all. And oh, thank God. And when he took him down to the valley, praise God, with all that spirit, and told him, amen, what to do. Praise God. If he obeyed God, I want to say to you, if you got a message, amen, and God that moved up on your heart, said, amen, what Pastor Sharon said, you said to you what? To you, all right, come on, amen. See, so this is what it's all about today. Praise God. Amen. He's the same. Amen. He yet. Amen, going, his eyes go to and fro, up and down in the earth, seeking faith in the earth. Praise God. Amen. He wants to bring you back alive. Praise God. Amen. You'll be surprised of the people walking around, pass by us every day. This is dead as a doornail. Praise God. Have no life in them. What you talking about, Bishop? Pastor Sharon and I is telling them about the spirit realm. Praise God. That's why, amen, so many can't understand the spiritual things of God. Why? Because they are spiritual discerned. Come on, somebody. You're yet in a calm mind. Oh, but when you come out of the calm, amen, and when you hear the word of God and say, Lord, amen, I don't understand it all, but I repent for all of my sin, and I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Praise the Lord. Oh, he'll come in. Praise God. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man open up, what man are you talking about? Mankind. Praise God. He said he'll sit with you and you with him. Praise God. Oh, he's talking about a personal relationship. Oh, man, he want to revive you. You know when you be out, they pump your heart. How they do that thing, Diane? They be pumping your heart, trying to survive you. Then they put their mouth on your mouth. Won't you want Jesus to put his mouth on your mouth? Amen. To put some life in you. Come on, somebody. They let man do it to survive man here. See? That's our medical profession. So as it is in the natural, oh, come on, somebody. In the spirit realm. Oh, he yet the same God. Oh, he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Oh, he breathed into Adam, and he become, praise God, a living soul. Am I right about it? Praise the Lord. Amen. But what happened? Amen. When he disobeyed, amen, this is when his bones got dry. Oh, but thank God. Amen. God laid out a salvation plan. Can come down through 42 generations. Oh, I thank God that it's not Buddha, it's not Sun Yun Moon, it's not Hare Krishna. Oh, y'all ought to help me here. It's not Joseph Smith, but it's Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. God is Jesus, and Jesus is God. All you got to do is don't wrestle with it. Just accept it and watch God work in your life. Oh, praise the Lord. God bless you today. May heaven continue to smile on you. Bishop love you, but Jesus love you more.
Amen, amen, amen. We thank God for that awesome word coming forward today. I tell you, Apostle Porter said the atmosphere, and Pastor Sharon and Bishop Porter just bring forth that word. Did you receive that word today? Did you hear that word today? Are you going to begin? Are you going to begin to speak to those dry places in your life today? And are you going to cancel the negative word that you have spoken over your very own life? I tell you, the word is good, the word is rich, and the word is always on time. We just thank God for that word, Pastor Sharon, Bishop Porter, Apostle Porter. We thank God for the word. We thank each and every listener for taking heed to the word today. Speak today. Prophesy over yourself. Prophesy over your family. Prophesy over your job. The greater one is within you. He give us that power. He give us that authority. Can you trust and believe? And Pastor Sharon, I just had to laugh and say it as you were saying it. You have to say it, say it, say it till you see it, see it, see it. Can you believe today as you're saying it and seeing it manifest? I tell you, tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. Tell your friend, if you have missed this broadcast from the beginning and you have Facebook, visit our Facebook page at Logion International Ministries and click on the link. Or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and click on the link also and listen to the broadcast. This broadcast is aired live every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You would like to call in and join the live broadcast. That number is 347-857-3925. If you have a question, you need prayer, you have that praise report, you would like to give your life to God, all you have to do is press that one. Remember, it's only live to you on Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you can only press that one during those times. I tell you, the word is awesome. God used the man and woman of God that comes on this broadcast to touch and give that right now word. Join us tomorrow night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. That call-in number is 347-857. Ooh, what am I saying? That call-in number is 480-660-2316. Code 3333#. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. Again, that number is 480-660-2316, code 3333#. Remember, prayer is universal. As long as you believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, you come touching and agreeing with us as we tear the devil kingdom down. I tell you, God, hear and answer prayers. So join us every Friday night at 11 p.m. And then join us every Sunday at 1 p.m. on Facebook Live for our Sunday service. That's every Sunday at 1 p.m. And if you don't have Facebook, you can also tune into our conference line. Again, that number is 480-660-2316.
cold, 33 pound. That's at 1 p.m. every Sunday. We trusting and believing that you'll find it in your heart to just send in a donation, an offering for that awesome word that came forth as she continue every Thursday, bring forth the word, allowing God to use her. You would like to send an offering to Pastor Sharon. For those of you that have Zelle, you can do so by entering logionint@gmail.com. That's logionint@gmail.com. Or you can visit our website at logionintternationalministries.com and hit that donate button. We do ask that you specify in Zelle or on the website what your donation is for in the notes. You do not use any one of those platforms and would like to mail it in, you can mail it in to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Again, that's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Till then, be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me believe. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
When
I stop worrying
how the story is,
when I let go,
then
I let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things
start happening. I stop looking at that thing.
When I let go,
when I let God,
let him struggle from day to day. I had to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I had to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah. Soon as I stop
worrying how the story is,
my sister, you can't handle it. Let God, oh, let go.